In today's podcast, I'll look at the song The Lowlands of Holland, a tale of parted lovers, a shipwreck and loss. I'll explore its background and printing history, sing samples of the tunes associated with the song, and end on a full performance. My love, he built a bonny ship and sent her on the sea. With 70 brave mariners to bear her company. 70 is sunk to the bottom, and 70 dead at sea. And the lowlands of Holland has twined my love and me. My love has built another ship and set her on the main. And on board 20 mariners for to bring her home again. The weary winds begin to rise, the seas begin to rout. My love then and his bonny ship turned with her shins about. There shall no coif come to my head, nor comb come in my hair. There shall neither coal or candle light shine in my bower fair. Nor shall I love another one until the day I die. For I never loved a love but one, and he's drowned in the sea. That tune was collected by J. Oswald in 1742, and the words were collected by Joseph Ritson. Both tune and words were printed in 1794 in Joseph Ritson's collection Curious Scots Songs. Early versions of the song have the narrator reflecting on her love, who is a sailor. He commands a ship which has 70 of mariners. The ship is sunk by a tempest. The survivors build another ship, which is also sunk in a storm. The young woman laments the loss of her love and vows never to love another man. The song is thought to be linked to an earlier ballad, Bonnie Bee Hom, but apart from some common verses which were used in the writing of the Lowlands of Holland, there is little to support the theory. The song seems to have started its life in the early 1700s and evolved, taking on new references and scenarios. It's quite possible that the song was in circulation before the Lowlands of Holland reference was added. The early versions were probably concerned with trade or possibly privateering. In the early 1600s, the English desired control of goods from the Eastern Americas and allowed privateering under letters of marque to give the guise of protecting English interests. Early versions do not give any reference to war as a basis for the ship to sail, nor does it refer to the sinking of the ship due to military action. Yesterday I married a wife, last night we went to bed. And along there came a sea captain and stood at my bedhead. Saying, arise, you married man, and go along with me to the lowlands of Holland. We'll fight and never flee. I will build my love a gallant ship, a ship of noted fame, with 24 seamen bold to box her over the main. To box her over the main, she cried, most glorious to behold. In the lowlands of Holland, he's a jolly sailor bold. Oh, Holland is a pretty place, it grows great stores of grain. Holland is a pretty place where my love do remain. And the sugar canes are plentiful and wine drops from the tree. In the lowlands of Holland I will take my love at ease. That tune and words for this version were collected in 1900 by Percy Merrick from Henry Hills of Medhurst in Sussex. During the early 17th century, the Dutch were a powerful nation with a strong naval force. Britain began to build its own naval force in the second half of that century, whilst the Dutch were beginning to downsize. England and Holland were in conflict in three separate wars during the second half of the 17th century. The cause of the wars was due to a mix of religious and political differences. Within these differences was England's desire to gain control over the Dutch colonies in the West Indies and the colonies in Eastern America known as New Holland, which covered the area from New England to Virginia. A fourth Anglo-Dutch conflict took place in 1780 to 1784 and may have revived the song amongst the singers. The song was rewritten, bringing in reference to the press gang and generally slimming down the wordage, and made more reference to the lowlands of Holland. Later versions of the song collected in the south of England in the early 1900s tell of a young woman whose lover has been pressed into service to fight in the lowlands of Holland. Just when my love was to marry me, that night he lay on his bed. The captain came to his bedside, these words to him he said. Arise, arise from your sleep, young man, and come along with me, to the lowlands of Holland, to face your enemy. Says the mother, dearest daughter, what makes you to lament? There are dukes and lords and squires who can ease your heart's content. But till the day that I shall die, I'll never married be, since the low lands of Holland departed me love and me. There's not a swathe goes round my waist, nor comb goes in my hair. Neither firelight nor a candlelight can ease my heart's despair. Until the day that I shall die, a maiden I shall be, since the low lands of Holland departed me love and me. That tune and words were collected by Cecil Sharp in August 1905 from Robert Dibble of Bridgewater in Somerset. The use of press gangs to force the male population to serve on board naval vessels was first started in 1664 and continued during the various wars into the 19th century. These later versions also seem to refer to the Dutch colonies in America with a verse, "Oh, Holland is a wondrous place, and in it grows much green. It's a wild inhabitation for my love to be in. The sugar cane grows plentiful and fruit on every tree. But the low lands of Holland are between my love and me." She asks her father to build her a boat so she might find him. Then she hears that her love has drowned. In early versions, she laments her loss. In some later versions, she runs her own ship onto the rocks. Whether the song Lowlands of Holland referred to actual conflicts during the war is unclear. There are several broadside printings of the song during the late 18th and early 19th century. The first printing of a tune was in a collection of Curious Scots Tunes, edited by James Oswald in 1741. It was later reprinted with a text collected by Joseph Ritson in the collection named Scottish Songs. I sang this version at the beginning of this podcast. A version of the song with a tune was printed in the Scots Musical Museum, Volume 2, in 1788. The love that I have chosen, I'll therewith be content. The salt sea shall be frozen before that I repent. Repent it shall I never until the day I die. But the lowlands of Holland have twined my love and I. My love lies in the salt sea, and I am on the side. Enough to break a young thing's heart that lately was a bride. That lately was a bonny bride, and pleasure in her eye. But the lowlands of Holland have twined my love and I. There shall no mantle cross my back, no comb go through my hair. Neither shall coal or candlelight shine in my bower fair. Nor shall I choose another love until the day I die. Since the lowlands of Holland has twined my love and I. The fact that the early versions were collected in Scotland does not mean that the song is Scottish in origin. The early ballad and song collectors tended to concentrate their search in Scotland under the misapprehension that there were no songs or ballad tradition in England. The song was well known in southern England when the collectors from the Folk Song Society began their work. The words tended to be variations of the later broadside text. The song was collected in Ireland by P. W. Joyce and printed in 1905 in Ancient Irish Music, and by Herbert Hughes in his 1915 collection Irish Country Songs. The tune is common to both, and is the tune commonly sung by later Irish singers such as Bridget Tunney and Tim Lyons. This Irish tune is often heard in English folk clubs after Martin Carthy recorded the song in 1966 using this fine Irish tune. The Lowlands of Holland was also collected in the USA and Australia. This is a great song to sing with a number of varied tunes and well worth exploring for a good version that fits repeated performance. I will end this podcast with a version of Lowlands of Holland using its well-known Irish tune as printed both by P.W. Joyce and by Herbert Hughes. Last night I was married, and on my marriage bed up came a bold sea captain, and he stood at my bedhead, saying, "Arise, arise, you married man, and come along with me to the low, low lands of Holland to fight your enemy." She held a love all in her arms, still thinking he might stay. When the captain he gave another order, he was forced to go away. "It's many a blithe young married man this night must go with me to the low, low lands of Holland to fight the enemy. Oh, Holland is a wondrous place, and in it grows much green. It's a wild inhabitation for my love to be in. The sugar cane grows plentiful, and there's fruit on every tree. But the low, low lands of Holland are between my love and me. No shoe, no stocking I'll put on, no comb go in my hair. And neither coal nor candlelight shine in my chamber fair. Nor will I wed with any young man until the day I die. Since the low, low lands of Holland are between my love and I."